In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. It is our great pleasure to be back home here again after 8 days at Lake Superior, and a particular pleasure to be able to preside and celebrate the baptism of little Theodore. Apparently, while we were gone, quite a storm went through some places. Winds, a couple of tornadoes, trees down everywhere. People couldn't get out of their driveways. Power was out for days. There are some folks still without power. Funny thing, when the power is out and then it finally comes back on, people actually cheer out loud. You know, the lights come on, hey, you know, actually there's audible cheering when the lights come back on. Now, if I were to cheer every time I turned on a light switch, whether the power's out or not, if every time I turned on a light switch, I went, hey, the lights work, people would think I was crazier than they already think that I am. But if the power is out for a day, if it's out for 3 days or 7 days or a month, and it finally comes on and I flip the switch and cheer, instead of thinking I'm crazy, people cheer with me. The things we have to wait for, we often have the greater appreciation for. If that's true with electricity coming on, how much more with things that really matter? Paralytic in today's gospel, when Jesus heals him and he can walk home instead of being carried, it says the people marveled, they glorified God. I would guess that he was not only walking, but leaping and jumping and running and skipping, so deep would have been his gratitude. Now, Jesus said that he came that we may have life and that we may have life more abundantly. And here is Theodore, literally the gift of life, literally the gift of life. This bundle of abundant life is here. In the Epistle of James, we read, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. Now, you know that verse because we quote it at every divine liturgy after communion, after receiving the gifts of life. Well, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above is also a perfect verse for little Theodore here, because he too is a gift of life. Now, even his name, Theodore, means literally God's gift. That's what Theodore means, God's gift. Theodore is first off God's gift of life to Theodore himself. So he can experience God. So Theo can experience love and joy and peace. So he can bask in the beauty of creation and learn and grow and celebrate and love and serve and experience communion with God like everybody else given the opportunity to. And then from there, Theodore is God's gift to Megan and Tony and Arlie Mae, that your family might have life among you and have it more abundantly. And Theodore is God's gift to the extended family. Theodore is God's gift to this church community. Theodore is God's gift to the world, that the world might have just a bit more abundant life in him. But here's the rub. It's probably not lost on many of us that we had a funeral here yesterday. Our beloved Alexa Giza, whose most of these flowers are in her honor, whose life in this world has come to an end. To have a funeral followed the next day by this baptism of a bundle of abundant life is like the bookends of life in 24 hours. But there's a message to be found in it, and that is, the world is broken. The world is broken, and we enter it under a death sentence. Theodore is God's gift of abundant life to us. But even if he outlives everyone in this church, his life in this world will end at some point. That's just a fact. So when that day comes, where is this gift of abundant life then? And that gift of abundant life is found in the waters of baptism. When Jesus said that he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly, he was not thinking 80 or 90 or 100 years. He was thinking forever. He was thinking forever. And when mankind fell through our own sin and became subject to death, God sent his son Jesus into the world to enter death through the cross and through his burial, and then through his resurrection has made for us a path to eternal life. And God left us the gift of baptism as the means by which we are united to Christ's death and resurrection. We just heard Krista just read for us, as many as of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. And if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, then certainly we shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Baptism is God's gift of his death and his resurrection to Theodore. Even if Theodore lives to 110, his life in this world will end. But you, Megan and Tony, have brought your son to the waters of baptism that the gift of life might be eternal. And here's where it gets maybe even a little more interesting. We said Theodore means God's gift, and so it does. The most natural way to understand that is that it means God's gift to us, God's gift to you. But it's not the only way to understand the phrase God's gift. Think, if you will, about Christmas time when a family gathers around a tree to exchange gifts. In our home, someone was always assigned to distribute gifts from under the tree to each person. We call that playing Santa. You know, they get the tree, get the gifts, and pass it out to where each person was sitting. Now imagine if you're playing Santa, passing out the gifts, and you find one with no tag on it, so you don't know who to give it to. And I see it, and I say, oh, that's Megan's gift. That's not actually enough information. Because in that context, the phrase Megan's gift could mean it's from Megan, and I maybe saw her wrap it and put it under the tree, so I know, oh, that's Megan's gift, ask her. Or it could mean it's to Megan. Maybe I wrapped it and I know that it belongs to you. If Theodore is God's gift, does that mean he's from God, which is to say God's gift to you? Or does that mean he belongs to God? He's a gift to God. Is Theodore Megan and Tony's gift to him? Well, clearly when I ask questions like that, the answer is both. The answer is both. Theodore is a good and perfect gift from above, but by bringing this little guy to the waters of baptism, you offer him back to God. At communion time, we will quite clearly and unmistakably show that as we offer Theodore to God above the altar, holding him aloft in front of his holy gifts. But then God will return him to you to be raised in this world, no longer just as God's gift to you, but now as your gift to him. Because until we are God's, we have no life in us. And therefore, Theodore has to be God's gift from you as well. Even the nickname Theo means God's, with the apostrophe, as in belonging to God. Every time you call him Theo, you're saying he's God's. Theo means he's God's. He's God's. And since God is the source of life, by doing so, you have given Theodore the pathway to abundant life. When the lights come on after a power outage, people cheer and learn to appreciate electricity again. When the paralytic was made to walk, I'm sure he ran and leaped and jumped. And I hope Megan and Tony and Arlie Mae and family and friends and this church, that every time we see the abundant life found in Theodore, something in us will celebrate. Amen.